Good day, I'm Anjui James Soyez with JIS Midday News for Friday, December 16. Coming up, JCF gets second batch of pre-owned vehicles, early stimulation training for teen mothers, and Mabay citizens urged to use the Christmas season to begin a process of transformation in the city. The details after the break.
NHD Schemes. Do you have a business whose main purpose is to support community development? Then enter the NHD Social Venture Challenge for a chance to win a part of over $10 million in prizes and business development support. Transform your social venture. Transform your community. Enter the NHD Social Venture Challenge. For details, visit nhd.gov.jm or any NHD office. Registration closes January 20, 2017.
Now the news. The Ministry of National Security has handed over 7 pre-owned motor vehicles and 26 motorbikes to the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF. The vehicles, valued at $16 million, are part of a program by the ministry to outfit the JCF with 200 pre-owned units. 3 of the motor cars will be deployed to police stations at Point Hill Clarendon, Watt Town St. Anne, and Retreat in St. Mary. The remaining 4 vehicles are yet to be assigned. Of the 26 motorbikes, 11 were purchased by the Ministry of National Security, while the others were provided through a Memorandum of Understanding MOU between the Ministry and the Tourism Product Development Company. The motorbikes will be deployed to police stations in Kingston and across the country to assist with traffic flow.
The mobility of the police force is being enhanced, and we will continue this program of putting additional units into the system as time goes on.
National Security Minister Robert Montague. He says 7 additional units will be arriving during the course of next week. In the meantime, Minister of National Security Robert Montague says the acquisition of pre-owned motor vehicles and motorbikes is timely, as they will assist in maintaining a strong presence of JCF personnel on the roads during the Christmas season.
You have more persons on the road, and you have more Jamaicans coming home. In addition to that, you have more persons doing more commercial activities. So we need to give the merchants a feeling of security and the shoppers a feeling of security. We want to create a safe space.
The vehicles are the second batch of pre-owned motor cars to be handed over to the JCF. 10 vehicles were handed over to the force in November. Teen mothers attending Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation WCJF facilities are benefiting from training to better help them to stimulate their babies and support infant development. The training sessions are being conducted by development officers of the Early Childhood Commission, ECC, using the Parenting Program in Health Centers What You Do With Baby Matters training package developed by the Caribbean Institute for Health Research at the University of the West Indies. Director of Sector Support Services at the ECC, Michelle Campbell, says the initiative is in keeping with the Commission's communication strategy, which includes providing early stimulation training for parents and caregivers. Among the areas being covered are how to love your children, the importance of talking and reading to babies, using bath time for play and learn, and teaching mothers how to make toys for their babies that help to develop their imagination. The ECC, an agency of the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, coordinates all activities, development plans and programs within the early childhood sector. And Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie is urging citizens of Montego Bay to use the Christmas season to begin a process of transformation and rehabilitation. He made the appeal at the St. James Municipal Corporation's tree lighting ceremony in Sam Sharp Square recently.
I urge the citizens of Montego Bay to take unto yourselves the responsibility by starting the transformation of love and hope. There is no second city. Montego Bay is a city. And so I want you to strengthen that argument by uniting as one family to change the face of Montego Bay.
Minister McKenzie notes that while the municipal corporation works to improve the conditions of the city and its environs, every citizen needs to play his or her role in the sustainable crime-free development of the city. The minister says he has been in dialogue with Mayor of Montego Bay, Homer Davis, who has given the assurance that the parish of St. James is to see major improvements leading up to the new year. Mayor Davis will also be hosting regular stakeholder meetings to ensure inclusive development. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyuz.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.